This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Are planes and Navy vessels from the U.S., France, and Britain devices at three Syrian weapons sites and what be a sustained campaign against the government of Prabash Assad, as well as his source? Strikes come in reaction last week's alleged chemical attack in the Syrian city Douma, where 40 people were killed. Syrian government has repeatedly denied any use of banned weapons. Australia's Defence Minister, Maurice Payne.
The use of chemical weapons by anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances, is illegal and reprehensible. The Assad regime cannot be allowed to commit such crimes with impunity. The strike was calibrated, proportionate, and targeted. It has reduced the regime's ability to use chemical weapons in the future and sends a clear and strong message that the use of chemical weapons will not be tolerated by the international community.
And in the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, these people reacted.
I'd hope that there's a longer plan in place than just a reactionary response.
I think that there's this belief that action has to be taken because it's so horrific, and I understand where that comes from, but I still think it's just not the best strategy. I think without really knowing who caused the initial attacks, which is still, to the best of everybody's knowledge, under wraps, it's just a bunch of people pointing fingers at the other person, you're really not going to know who's to blame.
Syrian ally Russia says a military conflict could erupt if Syria is attacked. Also making news, one Palestinian was killed, more than 900 others injured. Israel were repelling attempts by Palestinians in Gaza to cross into Israel, hoping to end a blockade, which Israel stands by. This is VOA News. President Trump's choice to replace Rex Tillerson as the U.S. Secretary of State has been testifying before a Senate committee charged with vetting him for the job. Mike Pompeo, the current director of the Central Intelligence Agency, promises he will rebuild the State Department if he is confirmed as Secretary. AP's Warren Levinson.
Pompeo told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he'll make the State Department as central to national security as the Central Intelligence Agency has been while he's been its director. He lamented the declining morale at the State Department as positions have gone unfilled.
I'll do my part to end those vacancies. I'll need your help. And I'll work every day to provide dedicated leadership and convey my faith in their work.
Pompeo also disclosed he's been interviewed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller as part of Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in American elections. Despite repeated questions from committee members, he declined to give details. I'm Warren Levinson.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has slammed fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey over the release of his new book, due out next week.
The American people see right through the latent lies of a self-admitted leaker. This is nothing more than a poorly executed PR stunt by Comey to desperately rehabilitate his tattered reputation and enrich his own bank account by peddling a book that belongs in the bargain bin of the fix-infection instead of being remembered as a dedicated servant in the pursuit of justice, like so many of his other colleagues at the FBI.
President Trump fired Comey last May while his agency was investigating potential collusion between Mr. Trump's presidential campaign in Russia in the 2016 U.S. election. That firing led the Justice Department to appoint Special Counsel Robert Mueller to take over a probe that's hung over Mr. Trump's presidency since last year. Scientists will leave their jobs, march on Washington in more than 200 cities around the world today, protesting government policies on issues like climate change to gun violence. They ignore scientific evidence. It comes a year after the first ever March for Science. Fear that science would be sidelined is why the scientists took to the streets a year ago. March for Science co-organizer Carolyn Weinberg says it was the start of something bigger.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And Weinberg adds that scientists have remained mobilized in the year since the march. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.